Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This turn, I'm going to hit with ice. This turn, I'm going to hit with fire. That's how that works.
Unless you'd prefer mace if you heal it.
Though you can't, if you have a mate, if you have two weapons, you can't have like a shield.
Boots kicking.
Alright, what armor do we have?
We're just going to bring a
battle forged.
I'm good.
Plate.
I think I have leather. Yeah, that's what I have.
A natural axe.
Clerics can use
sport be gone. That'd be handy.
Chains. Chains. Scales.
Chain.
Munchkin bites at Christmas fair this past weekend.
What armor do you have?
It's
chain.
Magic.
Does anyone not have magical armor?
No.
I don't have magical armor, but I can't wear anything better than leather, I don't think.
Okay. End that down to John, then.
Thank you.
This really needs to go to the barbarian. And you like smacking things a lot.
I do like smacking things.
Have you?
There's also a skeletal horse somewhere.
What is it?
We have an ornithopter. We have an ornithopter.
What's an ornithopter?
Isn't that Da Vinci's helicopter?
Basically.
Yeah.
It's of gnomish design.
Gnomish.
It carry one medium creature and 100 pounds of cargo.
It's basically a one-person helicopter. Comes with complete with goggles.
Right, it would have saved us about 100 gold a minute ago.
Does it come with a scarf?
Because that's important. The scarf is always important. The Snoopy scarf.
Which way you're going. You got to look which way the scarf is blowing.
You probably could use that.
To have an aviator's cap.
What with your recent developments. And I'm keeping that in disguise.
Yeah.
And you're the topper for now.
Can't be more jumping up than flying a...
You pull it out of Silver Santa and he goes, oh,
anybody can do it.
Ha!
Let's take that back. Didn't I have a corkscrew design for the helicopter part of it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't have... if I had the picture handy, I would show you. But there's a dwarven... helicopter in Warhammer that it looked basically.
I have a Rector set. There's a Rector set. I saw that you did.
Filthy helicopter.
Well, mine is the pilot who's driving.
The
half naked pilot?
No, he's not half naked.
He has this stick coming up between his legs and he's got both of his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks absolutely
it's not meant to be, but he is driving the stick.
Never mind. Yeah,
well, just the figure off the ornithopter. Dirty, dirty dwarf. Dirty. Well, anyway.
You have a helicopter now.
I guess.
Alrighty then.
Who wants to transport that?
We're going to be taking it back to Santa's workshop right now and leave it there. Because we're not going to cart that around.
Somebody has a bag of holding, don't they?
Not yet. What's the
bags
of holding cost?
You got a bag of holding.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
How heavy is it?
I don't know. How much is a bag of holding, though?
I have to see how...
It does not say how much it weighs. It is a large
vehicle. Yes. Do you read Gnomish?
Do I read Gnomish? Ask me these silly questions. That I don't have answers to. No, I do not read the Gnomish.
Okay.
So I can't read the instruction manual.
Yeah.
I'll have to learn Gnomish then.
It's in a waterproof container.
You have the greatest American hero battle suit, huh?
He can stuff it in the toy bag, though.
We'll put it in there for now.
Does it come with the white fro, too?
The blonde fro?
Yep.
Well, where you guys want to fly, there's still the two. There's still the four guys fishing, doing their thing.
I say we go back and set up.
So we fly over, I'll drop the boat to him.
I actually know that TV show from the boat.
You paid for this boat, fair.
We rented it. We're returning it to him. It's also a shredded, you know, yellow crap.
Pay the insurance.
Thanks for doing business with you.
Oh, come on.
Like I said, I just didn't want to charge the boat.
I just didn't want to
charge
you
guys
my second
hour's
worth of rent.
The
money from us. Go back to Santa's.
Give our credit card or something,
you know. Okay. You guys fly back. Alright. She's like, thank you. What do you guys want to do?
That's our second encounter of the day, so we now have
An action point.
So about how many more Santas do you think you need?
Too many.
Well, I mean, I could try it with this, I guess, but...
Can I buy a bag of holding here?
No. There are some traveling merchants that wander about that might be able to sell you something.
For 3,000 gold.
That was just the potion rate.
That was just the potion rate.
Damn.
50,000 for the bag of holding.
Sad and his brothers.
I'll go try to find them.
Alright, the last I heard they were heading down to the Fairy Lake.
Yeah, screw that. Okay, I'm thinking we need to go to Castle Frosty now.
And take their potions.
Yeah.
I think we're about to take the chance.
She's got what, five Santa's
sack
mouth?
Sack the orcs. Steal their potions.
You can try that.
The orcs aren't Santa's naughty's list. Go get them.
You want to be Santa's little helper, don't you?
All right.
What was your thing called for?
You guys fly to through the ice waste to Frosty's castle, a giant ice castle, something out of some twisted dream. You know, so there's like people encased in the ice and. All these horrible
like the ninth level
screens and stuff.
Like Biodome.
And you land, and there's a giant ice door. A giant doorbell. And Tinker Bob is like, well, not going to stay here because I don't want to be eaten. So I'll see you guys in what? What should I give you? 30 seconds.
Minute and a half.
Tell you what, I'll do a flyover in about an hour. Like, find your corpses, I'll drag you back.
Sounds like a plan.
During our flight, I'm going to change into my new armor and put on the new gauntlets. And then tell Tinker Bob's like, keep this in the sleigh, it's mine. Don't put this out.
Into the bag.
I shall use my obsidian steed. I go, so long, suckers! And right off into the...
You have an obsidian speed, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you have an ornithopter?
No.
Jerus. Saxon Jones, is that what you're saying?
Jerus. Not really.
So you're going to get on your steed.
At least I'm not looking like a gay dwarf.
See, that makes no sense because I'm not a dwarf.
Just a dirty old man.
I am a druid, and yes, I am dirty, and yes, I am old. So, yes, by definition, I am a dirty old man. Work on that a bit.
So are you getting on your steed?
By the way, I still have the ornithopter.
Yes, I
still have. When it's all said and done, I still have the ornithopter.
All right, so you put the steed down, and you say the command word. and there's some smoke that appears, and this horse forms, and it kind of snorts some fire.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
So you're standing in front of the ice castle with a obsidian steed and a helicopter.
That is the way to go.
Don't leave all that.
Okay, so we're at a big ice door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to inspect the ice door.
Well, it's a door made of ice. It has a giant doorbell. It says, do not push.
Grabs the frog. You should have him do the
door
octopus effect.
I double dog Gary and lick the door.
The frog toad hops over and pees on your foot, jackass.
Kicks the frog in the castle. Point, smash.
As he's sliding,
is it so familiar?
These ice torches light up.
Oh, good lighting.
There's pillar nutcrackers. Pillar nutcrackers. Pillar nutcrackers. Pillar nutcrackers.
Good, they're prepared.
Are the nutcrackers moving?
They're sitting there. And then he slides into a step way at the end. And you see this snowman on this giant throne way over there, and kind of
probably warts now, so
then the door shuts.
Okay,
so the frog did
so. Let's see if there's a back door.
Go for it.
Turn back. Cheers.
Did someone throw the frog at him or something?
Yes, he just hit your toad.
Didn't take any psychic damage.
It's good!
Tell me you took some psychic damage.
No, the toad will disappear. Just like you guys will appear at Santa's house next to the Christmas tree gun. You son of a bitch!
Don't be surprised if you have poison in your food someday.
I didn't throw the frog.
You start trudging off into the ice waste to go around the castle.
I follow.
Guys.
I'm going to walk with him with going, we're settling this right now. It's like,
yeah.
I'm through playing these reindeer games.
Reindeer games. I hate that.
Ben Affleck comes running by.
Hey!
Take a
look.
Well, if you walk around the whole place, you will not find a back.
Is the whole place made out of ice?
Yes.
How about Mr. Fire? Make a door.
Okay.
I will point out that we have used one.
Some fire.
Yeah. I've used one of my daily.
Some of you have used it.
I've used two.
How many of you have used your daily?
I've used two daily. I've used like Phantasm and Fireball.
Well, maybe we should come back tomorrow.
Grasping Shadows.
You guys want to rest up?
Yes.
We should rest up, yes.
All right. So do you wait an hour, or do you try to all climb onto the giant little helicopter?
See, it's not
yeah, we
wait an hour. He comes back. It's like, huh, you guys aren't dead.
We decided to wait until tomorrow.
Fine. Okay, takes you back to Santa's estate. There's the toad.
You get some hot chocolate.
You get some hot chocolate, you rest up.
Just hand me the mug for a minute.
All right. Next morning. Same thing. It dumped off in front of Frosty's castle.
Grab the frog.
Grab the frog. Rooms out of there. Find his hub. Reaches down, eats it. Toes appears at the Christmas tree.
Sorry, frog.
The pot of flowers says, oh, no.
Go in through the door this time instead of letting it just close.
Okay.
Yes, we'll go in.
Yeah, same.
Can I go get some ice?
So outside.
No.
to warm up, please?
No.
She'd just share you with her heat sink.
I have no heat. That's why I'm
saying. Got no blood pressure, no pulse, so.
There's zombie dog.
Do you have enough?
I put my feet on him.
Can you put all the people at the end, please?
Oh, okay. It's clobbering time!
Clobbering time. I need to pick up the new Hulk movie.
Yeah. You gonna put it back down?
Yeah, Blu-ray.
I'm gonna smash it.
Because
that's what
I'm waiting to come out with new technology.
He's not with it.
Well, what's new technology?
I'm waiting for the next one.
They go right there.
Let's get the Blu-ray go right
about
there.
About four away from the other ones.
I have more than 550 DVDs microphones.
I mean, the great thing about Blu-ray players is that they up the furniture. You don't have to replace
them. I'm not going
to buy any
DVDs just yet. So we're going to wait.
What's the Hulk sitting back on the mat?
All right, so as you walk in, you hear... So I was sitting on my island, minding my own business. Minding my own business when these people showed up.
Hi!
And murdered me. Oh, it's those people.
The hag.
She's like, ah, crap. Disappears.
No. Come here.
If these guys are as hard as that one nutcracker and that one adventure, then we're going to be here for a while.
I'm sure you're going to be worse.
Get a toy. Get a toy for me.
Well, what do you guys want to do? Brosky is standing there.
Mr. Grindin, sir, you have that wand of fire or something?
Yes.
He's like torch the place or something, you know. Maybe a place with just a fire, one of fire? Keep using it, you know? I mean, how many charges does it have?
What?
You see what you started?
I'm an ideas man.
Go get the rope, Maggie. Where's your rope at?
Hello?
Get the rope, it's by the couch.
How can I help you? Says the giant.
Yes, do you have some,
Are you selling something?
Yes, actually, we are.
Jehovah's Witness, thank you.
Jehovah's Witness.
We
don't know. I'd like to talk to you about your insurance rate.
I'm selling cookies.
So I got
vacuum cleaner.
Jehovah's Witness. Vacuum cleaner salesman. Insurance salesman.
Girl Scout.
Girl Scout.
I was looking for parts for a zombie making machine.
And a nut job.
Do you sell hubcaps for a frisky Pinto? Hat back?
Possibly.
Amway snow cones.
Amway. Do I want any of that? No, I don't.
It's just made in our program. We can make sales.
Isn't that just a scam?
Snow cone?
We like the orange juice.
We represent a deposed prince in Nigeria.
I'm not gonna fall for that one again.
Orange juice. Did I say Nigeria? I mean Botswana.
Botswana. So are you the people attacking my internet and my computer?
No.
But we can help you fix that.
We can help fix that.
Yeah.
We're door to door salesman. We'll make it zombified.
Computer. What did you?
And we throw snacks at you for fun. And the former frogs.
Did we rest?
Yes.
The whole day?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so it was you who brought that frog-like creature as a...
Offering
to my glory. Okay.
Yes.
You can come up and worship me if you'd like.
Okay, sure.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, can
we
all go to
heal
when
we rest?
Okay, enough
whistling.
Thank you. Are we all
coming up? Yeah, sure,
why not? Yay, worshippers!
I have a death wish.
We're not.
We
can
die. It's all good.
Is Al going to be back here? I'm looking this way. You know, watch just these guys.
fun.
I don't trust anybody.
How many times am I going to die?
No, probably a couple.
Gravy.
Do you want me to be honest?
Is this going
to
be like Bioshock where I could just, you know, show up with the neck, you know, he still keeps his damage? I just keep respawning?
All right, well.
I heard Fallout 3 is really cool.
You now, can start worshiping me now.
If I die, I get my dailies back.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you'll be at one hit point. So, how can I really help you individuals? You don't appear to be carrying anything important.
Well, you said you had a computer problem, right? Have you checked your proxy server since?
So...
Yes, I did.
We heard something about you having a tiff with Santa.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Well, you know... Santa's just good getting all the good stuff over the years. Me, Frosty, you know, my children and I, every year, we get melted, and children pee on us, and...
Yeah.
You know, so I just decided to do something about it.
You decided to do something about getting peed on.
Industrial.
Well, no, that's just one of them.
Okay. You understand you are a snowman, and therefore you have to be around where there is snow.
Was that a sock at one point?
Well, yes, I'm going to cover the whole world in snow. And then all the children and people will worship me.
I doubt it. Have you ever... I doubt it, really. People get really pissed off when it snows.
Yes, yeah. Hog Father.
Look at the rope. Look at it.
Have you read that?
I saw that movie. Yes.
I haven't watched the movie.
Well, that's fine.
The movie sucks.
I can turn everybody into snowmen then.
Hogfather.
Oh.
I think that would not make people very happy.
That's fine. They'll be
snowmen. You're going to allow your practice stuff?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, but you see...
I did like the new one.
You dismembered Santa. Come on.
No, I blew him apart. I like this. There's a difference.
Blew him apart, thus dismembering him. Now.
He went...
Did you consider the ramifications of what you were doing?
I even videotaped it.
Frosty. Without Santa,
Santa fulfilled certain obligations every year. We're wondering if you're going to carry on that tradition of, you know, presents to the girls and boys of the world, and, you know, bring joy and merriment
and hot chocolate.
And not chocolate.
Sure, why not? I could do that. I could fly down to their homes and break in, maybe eat a few of them, leave some gifts.
Yes, Hogfather.
No. The whole eating people thing is not good.
You got some cool stuff out of it, you know, hey.
Right, well, anyway, you can continue worshiping me or you can leave.
We want to ask questions of your greatness now.
What do you want to eat them?
Apparently.
Skate of light.
I'd sell the tail wag.
We can roll into it somehow. Do you want to eat them all? Do you want to eat everybody? Is
eat
that what
them.
You want? Oh, look at the tail wag.
It's kind of disturbing.
Maybe we should all try and use a...
Unless you're here to join me and turn into my snowman minions.
You can be bonuses? That.
No. Not in
the... What's your dental plan?
Really? What is your dental plan?
What carrier? Carries it with?
It's through me.
Who's the dentist?
Are you a licensed dentist?
I am a licensed dentist.
Can I see your credentials?
No.
Then how do I know you're a licensed dentist? You know, impersonating a dentist is very bad.
Do you provide fluoride treatment?
Well, yes, of course.
Be clean?
Well, of course. You'll be a mindless minion, you know. You need to get something out of you.
Orthodontics?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go up and inspect this one here.
Yeah, braces.
Crowns?
Grills.
I tip him over. Nice grills.
Yeah. We only do the grills.
Your papers should be in order.
That's
a deal breaker for us.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Do the nutcrackers look like the ones that we had seasoning?
They look like they're made up of ice.
Mm. But they look like they're alive.
No, they appear to be standing.
Maybe.
They appear to just be standing
there. Yeah, warming things up isn't my forte. Okay.
If you look at them a little bit closer, you will realize that they're actually pillars that have been shaped to look like.
Fantastic. Santa needs to come back.
I shall...
Sorry, man.
Reanimate.
Frosty.
Reanimate.
You're ruining Christmas for millions of people. Because there's no Santa.
That sounds like fun.
I shall...
No.
Using my...
don't you remember Christmas?
Interrupting flame.
Waking up with your frosty parents.
No, I never had any parents.
You never had any parents.
I'm a snowman.
You're a snowman.
I've always been a snowman.
You've always been a snowman.
Since the beginning of time.
I got spelled.
I was...
I was waiting for that.
I'll use my wand of erupting flame to enhance my fire shroud spell on Santa.
Actually, Frosty's let me go.
Quiet, you'll get back in your hole.
Splat. That's
yeah, it's a burst three. So anyone two nearest things to him probably bursts in the flames. Oh, I guess he's pretty big. I guess he's but
what a sucker. I guess he's huge.
What that means is it's a close burst three, meaning
from me.
Bursts from you.
So you get fireball, I guess. I guess that's the only one I can use then.
Fireball is area burst three within 20.
Yeah.
So that's up to 20 squares away. You can center. You can do it here and hit burst three.
Yeah.
You can hit all three of those guys plus him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roll the hit.
Okay.
You gotta roll to hit all of them.
Okay. This is for Dum Dum or whoever he is.
Frosty.
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
There's a whole song. Why can't you do that? Frosty.
25 with my wand of erupting flame. 25.
I can.
Okay. 25.
What is it versus?
Versus reflex.
Okay. 25 will hit.
Okay. Okay. He takes.
That hits. That's for Frosty. You need to roll again for each one of the minions.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll.
That's
19 versus reflex on snowman.
Plus the 3 from the fire.
On the snowman.
That will hit.
Do it again. Sorry. 28.
That will hit.
Next one. Roll again. 17.
That will hit.
Okay.
Those Frosties, those guys are dead.
Those guys are dead.
These guys melted damage. Horrible way.
Yes, I need damage on Frosty. And then I need initiative. Let's see what happens. Foolish morsel.
Not bad.
15, 12, 15. Plus intelligence, that's 5. 23 with a wand.
Alright. I believe that's a daily, so
yeah.
We'll burn off the wand.
No!
Alright, Robin.
You still get. You can still use this.
17.
No. Technically, it's plus 3, so it's plus 3 implement still.
Yeah.
Scott?
That's what I was using.
Anything you can actually be adding, you want to add 3 to attack and damage.
That's what I did.
Ooh. Ouch.
If you crit, it's plus
3d6. That was nice.
9 for my initiative.
Okay.
Your cat is with your bones too. That was funny.
How many
awesome tokens
do you have?
I have a couple.
Two,
I have two. 19. Can I use those to cast fireball again?
No.
Oh. Okay.
But you can use it to turn a normal hit into a crit.
Yeah.
Too late now, but...
Yeah. Oh, I should have done that.
18.
James.
For initiative?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... It is 24.
John.
12.
All right.
I'll grab some fire.
Let's take a quick pie break.
Pie break?
Or whatever.
Hi!
That's a good time.
Pie break before death.
The pie break before death.
Before death!
His breast weapon?
I can't talk from all
the sugar. I did not know this about
Frosty. Frosty has breasts?
Frosty?
Frosty has breasts?
Well, duh, why do you call him Snow Cone?
Yeah. Breath weapon.
So bad.
Actually, I think we stick with the breath weapon there.
Yeah.
So
it's
bad.
A close
be less intimidating.
Blast 5.
I would hope it was a close blast.
Oh, well then he'll just move like this. He'll go right there.
Great. No. Jesus. Frozen. Come on now. No.
It hits everybody.
No.
Except for Melissa.
Me. Back there.
Okay. Let me roll. How many people are there?
One.
All right, so that one person takes
seven.
Seven. Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, well, that's interesting.
This is versus what?
This is versus reflex. So,
my word. No.
26 on you, reflex.
Yes.
All right. I should roll damage real quick.
One.
We suddenly see Annette here, but she's on our side.
Yay!
Okay, you take 21 points of cold damage. Sweet. You're slowed and weakened. Save ends both. Okay, John, do you take... Does a 16 hit your reflex?
You said 21 points of damage?
No.
Okay. Then you're fine.
I don't think so.
Reflex. It's going to be your reflex armor class.
If it's above that, then yes, it hits it.
So, no.
Okay. Does a 17 hit yours, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, then you take 21 points of damage. You're slowed. And also weakened. All right, James, does a 19 hit your reflex?
No.
I have a 20 reflex.
Okay. Does a 13 hit the dog?
No.
Does a 28 hit the druid?
Sadly, yes.
Then you take 21 points of cold damage. Ow. You are slowed and weakened. Then he burns an action point.
Oh, shit.
Perfect.
That recharges. Yeah, he'll do that. Close blast 5, he'll cast his, or he'll use his frightful presence. This is versus.
He's not frightful, come on now.
He'll do like one
he's not Santa, he doesn't have presents. Oh, boo.
Okay. Does a 23 Scott hit your will?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I use one of these to not get hit?
If you want to.
Anyway,
all right, well then you are, for this round, the target is stunned until the end of the dragon's next turn.
Did you dragon?
Of the dragon's
yes.
next turn?
Dragon.
Oh. Ooh,
Frosty.
Dragon.
Frosty.
Frosty the dragon.
John, 23 hit your
really waist. A white dragon in a costume.
All right, then you are stunned until Frosty's next turn.
Stunned, slowed, and weak.
Yeah.
Nick, does a 22 hit your will save?
Oh.
No. Okay. Does a 29, James, hit your will save?
Ouch, yes.
No, it doesn't either. I'm safe.
Oh, wait. It says, fuck you, I'm off.
Okay. Burn those off.
Actually, yeah, I am too.
Okay.
What would that have done to us?
You would have been stunned.
Oh,
and then there's penalty. Does a 12 hit the dog?
No.
And does a 21 hit
the
dog?
No.
Okay.
It's okay. Where's your rope?
It's a 21, right?
Mm-hmm. Where's your rope?
I have a 22.
Go get the rope.
All right. Well, he's done this turn.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
James.
Yep.
Hoorah.
It's all you.
Well, I'm going to run up to Santa. Or
Santa.
I'm Santa, Santa. Now you're dead, Santa. All the children will be sad. Ah, I'm a bastard.
Frostiness. Santa's been hiding behind one of the nutcrackers.
I shall cast, well, I'll go one more.
What is it you're casting?
Fire Shroud.
Oh, whoa. Fire Shroud. Carnage, oh my god.
Okay, Fire Shroud, close burst, 3, each enemy in burst, so you just have to be within 3 of him.
So I wish I had some artistic ability, because all these games, I would make it into a cartoon.
Naturally, if you wanted to, that would be awesome. I would move.
I would love that.
Contact Aaron Williams, he lives around here, I think.
What?
Yeah, I'd move right here.
Yeah,
from this
four main page.
So you can get all three of them plus him.
You can go to...
He's online.
I get all three of these little frosties. So you would... And the big frosty. Artistic ability.
And it's a close burst.
Yeah. Four creatures. Okay. He moves up here, does a close burst, 3 fire shroud. So I'll hit him and all the...
And all the hits.
Well, I hit this guy too if these exist.
It will if that's anything.
If that is something.
It's what? Fire Shroud?
Yeah, and I have the implement as well.
So it's plus use... 3, so it's d20 plus 13.
Okay.
So, you want to roll for Frosty first?
Automatic crit on Frosty.
Well, roll to hit him first.
Okay.
You have to roll to hit.
Okay.
Poor Frosty. Only one fan.
Will a 17 hit his 42?
No.
Now use the
XP. Now use it to actually just hit him.
I use another one to crit on him.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
If you have another one.
Okay, yeah, so if you it tells you anything about Hogfather, maybe.
Roll again.
Never went at once.
So it's from D20 plus 13 for
some
reason.
Okay. Well, the D20.
I didn't know what it was.
They got the story first, but they didn't have any humor in it.
And I lost. You know, you can burn another one for damage.
Well, it'll be max damage anyway as a crit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. you got a, what is it, 15 versus what, Will?
42.
15 versus 42 doesn't snowman.
Plus, 18 because I'm plus
3. The snowmen only have a fortitude of 13.
Okay. Splatter, roll again.
That's the snowman I'm bringing to work, though.
Splatter, okay. All three of those minions are dead.
I'm going to add them to my...
and you...
Plus 3.
That's going to be my Christmas decoration.
Intelligence fire damage, so it's a D8
my
plus
hope is
7
he'll attack
plus 3 is 18.
Plus
18 plus... it's 18 plus 3d6. So you have to roll the 3d6 unless you spend another one to maximize that.
Okay.
But I don't think you have any more.
No.
You have to eat the snowman.
That's what people...
That works, Dale.
Nice. Oh, 32 points of fire damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a
pretty
good
thing.
How many?
32.
32.
A fire.
That's a good chunk out.
There. Now I pissed off Santa.
All right.
He faked his own death to get away from his wife.
You're way over there.
I'm way over there.
You're not Santa. I thought he was big and jolly and fat. I'm squishing some wizards.
And then
what do I think
at
the end of this?
Just
you know, Santa comes back and he says, "Remind me not to fish you guys off." If I need anything badly, I need him to start the conversation with hello.
Is that it? No, 7.
Call me a liar. Every time you said hello, it ended badly.
Versus Will?
No.
Whatever.
He did say hello to me.
And he's paid 2,000 gold for a rubber wrap that we have to turn.
I don't think you can slide him anywhere anyway, because he's up against the wall.
Oh, that's a wall there. Okay, fine. That's
you like junk, huh? This is interesting.
What?
Hello.
You command on him? Or what? She used command
on him. I used command on him. To knock him prone so everybody can, like, get him.
Bite her. Bite her on the nose.
He's a kitty alone.
Alright. Nick.
I'll move up to the other side of Frosty.
The companion side of Frosty.
This side.
Yeah,
this side.
It's opposite.
This side.
Yes.
You're over here.
And... First of all, hold on. That's a stupid thing.
Good boy.
I'm going to use...
Azor, you don't back down.
First, I'm going to use my reaction of Divine Fortune and a plus one bonus to my next attack roll. So, yeah, I'm going to do that first. So, yeah. All right. We're going to use Cascade of Bite.
Frosty.
Frosty.
Tastes like ice cream.
Tastes like ice cream.
We just used the broken portions for
half damage. Okay.
I went over to girlfriend's house. I'm on her first, so.
That was nice of you.
Snow cone maker was awesome.
See, we should look for one of those on eBay. We could have snow cones all the time.
And frosties.
Snow cones.
You can make your own frosties.
So what's half damage?
It'll be 25.
Really?
Yes. Really?
So you did 50 points of damage?
What? No, I did. I missed, so he gets half damage.
Right, but so your initial roll would have been 50.
Probably, yeah. Something like that.
All right. So you hit him. Okay.
Ouch. Well, no, hold on. No, I lied.
You lied.
Tap that.
Tap that. Sorry. That makes a little bit more sense.
Dang it.
That's why I was asking.
Ow.
I'm like, I didn't know you could.
My leg's painful.
They clear. Preparing
too much sugar in the noggin.
Sugar.
And actually, I'm going to use... I'm going to use a minor action to drink my eggnog.
So, yes.
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, you guys also have two action points.
Yeah. And I'll use my one action
point. Oh, wait, you slept, so you have one action point. Mm-hmm. And you still have an action point left.
Anyway, so I'm going to use that. So I'm going to give back the 20 of the 21 points.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's done. And I'm also going to try to use Healing Strike. So
you try that. You try that. You're going to fail.
You're going to fail. Okay, well, that's better. Okay, nice. How about 28 versus his AC?
Yes, I'll hit.
Thank God. Okay.
Thank God.
All right.
I've been having some interesting things about that movie. They know this was so.
Okay.
Let me do this right.
Oh, yeah.
Still cursed?
Is he still cursed?
Am I still cursed?
I would assume that goes away. Probably at the end of the encounter.
21 points of damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, that's interesting. Ethan! Frosty is not happy!
Ethan running!
Marked. And there's a nice
actually
tree.
Also,
and there's a nice tree ant in front of him.
Hold on. Now, within 5 scores, me one gets to spend a healing surge if they wish.
Okay.
He's marked.
Alright.
He's marked.
I'll spend a healing surge.
Does a 23 hit as well?
Yes.
Excellent. I quit on it.
Aww.
With the tree ant.
How much damage?
That's an excellent question.
Zero. And all of a sudden, Ben Halen shows up.
He's a minion.
David Lee Roth's a
yeah.
minion.
He could still have a high armor class. There's angelic
minions.
And
he can jump.
Can't attack, but he has a jump.
24 points of damage, and he's grabbed.
Don't have that one on the phone.
Oh, come on now. Got it on DV or on CD, but I just don't
move.
Have it on
the phone. Standard, which is minor action to move the dog.
We need to look.
Dog's gonna go way over here. Seriously. He has like a movie.
I think it's a Canadian comedy.
I say
what? Grabbed.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously, look up.
Alrighty.
The target is grabbed.
Eons ago.
That's
a long time ago.
Great.
Fish heads. Anyway, dog runs up to him.
Fish heads. It has its whole.
When he's prone, he's like,
dog, what are you doing?
Does a 19 hit his AC?
Does a what?
19.
No.
Yes, it does.
Why are they really big?
That's a clincher. Yeah. Right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for it to get stuck in her lip.
To do what?
I'm waiting for Azor to get stuck in her lip when she bites it.
Takes another 10 points of damage.
Does he have a claw?
And I'm done.
The back claw. I'm not worried about teeth.
Yeah!
Alright. Frosty, he still lives. Robin, it's you. Frosty lives. Frosty.
So he's just like a dragon set points or something?
Pretty much. That would be my guess.
He's actually a, I used a
white dragon.
White dragon.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, that one's for secret.
Because when you said dragon, I had a feeling you were using a dragon.
What was his starting hit points at?
Well, it was 408.
Ooh.
He gets bloodied at 204.
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to hit him as hard as we can.
Please.
He's bloody, right?
He's bloody? Prone would be good.
Start swinging like a devil. Let me get some shit.
Okay,
now,
the first one.
I'm out of fire spells. I'm out of fire spells.
Yeah,
I got
one.
That one. You borrow that and then, you know, make my
Christmas thing really last. Some of them I might get to go again before I even start.
Scott is actually last on this one.
What?
14.
Yeah.
14
is your whatever
powers.
I haven't used my daily to go on my wand.
I could have used your toad, but, you know, he just keep dying. John, it's all you.
What can he do?
Do you want to move up, or do you want to stay where you're at?
Basically, want to turn that in.
I want to make an attack with fire keyword.
He's using
my burning gauntlets. Merry Christmas, motherfucker! Santa sends his regards!
What does the thing actually do? It might be dead. I still have it.
Santa sends his regards.
Paraphrase. We're gonna make an attack with a fire keyboard. So you have to have an attack that has a fire keyboard first. If you don't have an attack, like if you had a weapon that had fire on it.
Basically,
it's
going
to be binging fighting.
No, I don't think I have that. So I guess
we can't try. You do on each successful attack.
No. Move and then use
a
move.
So that one won't help you yet.
Just remember, you have a standard of movement.
That would be sensitive.
You could technically burn your action point.
Okay.
Because that gets you another standard.
Should we use that?
You could whatever where's your wand.
Okay.
I would that's a standard action, leaving you with a move and a minor action.
But you should have to move up to
okay. I'm going to, instead of using the gauntlets, then I have decided to use my rain of blows with my spear.
You have to move, and then you have a minor left hit. Ice pick
time. I don't think so. It's basically when wielding a light blade, a spear, or a flail, you have dexterity or fire, which I do, make a secondary attack.
Okay, so you get your first attack, and then you can make a second attack. So you can just roll two attacks. Add all your bonuses with your spear.
And then I just burn the action point to do that. And then do that, and then move 6 more.
22?
Which I will.
His armor class is a 23. Do you want to spend a...
if you am awesome. I'll wait.
Okay, so you're going to try to stab him again.
Like, whoa!
22 again.
All right. Do you want to spend one of your things?
Do it. No.
Oh.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. Scott, it's all you. You stab some snow.
Okay. I got to start with the Thunderhawk Rage, because I got to start raging, so.
You rage. So he's dazed. He can only do one thing. I think he knows what he's going to do.
26 versus AC.
That will hit.
Whatever he's going to do when he gets up.
Okay, what's my... I was slowed, I was stunned.
You were weak.
I was weakened.
When you're weakened, Well, you're stunned, so actually you can't do anything this round.
That sucks. I've got the
anti-stun.
Snixture of Dragon Spirit. Actually, no, that's not the one. The Boots of Eagerness, which allows me to use a free action to take additional movement.
Boots of butt kicking.
Well, you're still stunned.
Okay, though. So I still can't do anything? Okay.
Yeah, unless you wanted to cancel it with that.
Sure.
Okay. Then you can do something. And weakened, it means your damage is half.
Okay.
Do you laugh at the half damage? That's kind of wrong.
He is a barbarian.
That's true.
Like, eh.
Pants wearing barbarians.
He's a plate mail wearing barbarian.
Still wearing pants.
Me? That half is the best. That's five. No. 5 points of damage.
Five.
At half. I had to start with the rage, so.
No.
I know you understand me. When I growl.
Alright, back to the top. So he is dazed.
Christmas is interesting. Like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night.